This story scares the crap out of me to ever go on a cruise or just on a boat, anything bigger than a lake where I know I can swim my fat butt back to shore. Jennifer and Tasha set out with their dog Zeus and Valentine on a 2,700-mile sailing journey from Hawaii to Tahiti when the weather got bad and they lost their engine. This happened back in May.
Yikes.
The duo and their dogs were rescued 900 miles southeast of Japan by the U.S. Navy. It happened on Wednesday. So during their time on the water, the pair of them and their boys, as they call their dogs, survived two separate shark attacks on their boat, saying both of them were actually lucky that they got through. They thought that like that was going to be lights out. They were just horrific attacks. The sharks were ramming the boat. They said they were incredibly lucky that the hull was strong enough to withstand that. After losing one of their phones on the first day out, so I don't know if it fell over the boat or just died, bad weather caused their engine to lose power and damage their mast about a month into their trip, which is like the big thing that has the sail that hangs from it. So they were just kind of floating wherever the water took them.
What'd they eat and drink?
Well, luckily, their boat drifted across miles of open ocean. They survived thanks to a water purifier and the fact that they'd packed enough food to last for a year.
Oh, so they had like a Brita water filter,
like a high-end one, yeah.
Like a little pitcher, so they could just take ocean water.
Yeah, ocean edition, yeah.
That's hilarious.
It's crazy.
Wow.
The woman credited their dogs with helping them survive by keeping them in good spirits throughout the nightmare voyage, because I would lose my mind, even like a day out there, right? But they would have died for sure without that food. There's no way you're fishing.
Bet they thought about eating those dogs.
Would you? Like, when would you give up and have to eat the dog?
Day one.
Day one?
I was going to say, I was surprised they didn't eat the dogs, too.
You couldn't go, like, maybe like a week without eating the dog?
I'm hungry.
How many days were they lost at sea?
They've been gone for months, since May.
How did they
like
not eat the dog?
Five or six months.
You got to eat the dog.
Because
you have to.
Here's the thing.
They had a year's worth of food. That's why. I said that and water, so they were fine.
They only had a year. They don't know, though, if they're going to get rescued within a year. So I'd be rationing a lot.
You'd start out eating the dog first before the food ran out?
No. But what I'm saying is, here's what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is, if you're rationing for yourself because you don't know if you're going to get rescued within a year, then I wouldn't be giving the dogs my food. You know what I mean? Because I'm trying to survive. So unfortunately, I feel like they would be the ones to pass away. And then
remind me never to take you on a trip with my dogs.
You
let my dogs die.
I wouldn't eat them, but I'd probably just let them float away in the ocean. The sharks would eat them.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Well, I feel like you have to. She let her dogs.
You're such a terrible person.
No, she let her. It's survival.
No, it's not.
Yes, she let her dogs eat some of her food. But what if she wouldn't have gotten rescued within a year? She needed that food for herself. You got to look out for yourself. You're the human being.
You
can't put the dogs above yourself.
You're going to put a dog into the water.
If it dies, I'm not going to put a live dog in the water.
I don't know. I feel like you would put a live dog. Oh, look, the shark's coming.
I wouldn't want to. Maybe after a few days, I'd let them eat my food. But after I'd been gone for several months, I'd start thinking, okay, there is no guarantee I will ever get rescued. I need to start not letting my dogs eat my food. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, you got to keep it for yourself.
No.
So
like,
after several months of not being rescued, first, I'm going to help keep the dogs alive. But after that, I'm like, okay, I probably shouldn't be giving them any more of my food. Because they don't matter like you matter, you know?
No.
If you're talking about a human being versus a dog, who's going to survive? You're going to give all the dogs your food so they live and not you?
Dogs don't even eat that much food, Alex. Seriously.
Oh, come on.
You have no clue because you don't like animals or pets.
It's not that I want the dogs to die, but I'm saying in a dog-eat-dog situation, you have to do what you got to do. I'm not a bad person.
You are a terrible, terrible person.
What if people who live on a deserted island have to eat a squirrel and roast it over an open fire?
A squirrel is not the same thing as a person's dog.
No, it's sad when it's a pet, but like, you're making this way too hard. I'm just saying, a few months in,
brought it up. You're the one that brought it up about hey, throw the dog in the water, a shark bait.
If it dies. If it dies because you need the food for yourself, what are you not getting?
I totally get it. And they had a year's worth of food.
But only a year. Let's say she was going to be stranded for 5 years. You've heard of people being stranded on islands and stuff.
Are you like picturing like the cartoon where the dogs are like playing poker and pool? Are you picturing like this dog like needs to like pull up there, get a knife and silverware? Like, don't get stingy on the food. I need to have a full meal too.
No!
You give a dog a cup of food, like some rice or whatever, and it's good to go, or like a little nibble of chicken, and it'll survive.
I know that seems like not a lot whenever you're like in a normal day of life, but when you only have a year's worth of food, every nibble of rice is important. Am I crazy?
Yes. Good morning, Joe and Alex show. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Do you think Alex is crazy here, like trying to throw the dog in the water?
Absolutely.
What?
The fact that you put a dog before a human is insane to me, honestly.
Wait, no, that's agreeing with me. Who do you agree with?
No, not Alex. No, you don't. Or you don't get rid of the dog because of your food. I'm sure you have like a year's worth of dog food too. You don't even have to worry about getting rid of your food.
This isn't hypothetical. This is a real thing that happened. This woman, two dogs, correct?
Two dogs, two women.
Okay, so there's two women involved, not even one. So what I'm saying is that if you only have a year's worth of food for two humans and two dogs, after a couple months of being stranded, you have to keep the food for the humans, and the dogs are going to eventually die because you can't keep giving them the food to live. The humans need to survive. So when they pass away, that's when you put them in the water as shark bait. It's not like you just do it when they're alive.
Hold on. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. There might be a package at the front desk, or this could be somebody important calling in. Hello?
No, what I'm saying, I just want to chime in. This is Buster. I just want to chime in on this. Listen, at some point, you're not going to be able to decide. That dog is going to decide for you because he's going to get hungry and eat your ass.
Yeah, that's true, too. Those dogs will get survival mode.
Because you hear about those stories all the time, like grandmother killed by a little nibbler.
I hope the dog doesn't eat that.
Well, there's not a lot of stories of people being stranded on boats with dogs.
Buster, your dog wouldn't eat you. Your dog would never eat you.
If I was hiding food from him and he was starving, please.
Oh, you know what we have heard of is people that pass away and they have cats and stuff, and their cats will eat their dead body if nobody has come to rescue the corpse or get it out of the house, and there's animals living in there because they're hungry and they can't get into their cat food and stuff. They eat the human.